make a packet where you've traditionally got mixed flavours and you bring out one where it's just one flavour, don't choose the most boring fucking flavour, which is strawberry, which nobody likes. Strawberry flavour in the mixed thing is like it's like having a Sunday roast and saving the sprouts for last. You eat the sprouts first, so you've got the worst out the way. You save the best for last, which is any other flavour other than the fucking strawberry.
I like strawberry flavour now.
Why?
Because strawberry's nice. Especially when you get the ones with like the strawberry truffle in them, like the chewy gum ones. You bite down and like just this burst of strawberry flavour.
Yeah, strawberry truffles, things like that. But things like Starburst and Chewits and stuff. Who the fuck has looked at a packet of Tutti Frutti Starburst? Tutti Frutti Chewits and strawberry Chewits and went, right, I'll have strawberry. No, you always get Tutti Frutti because it's much fucking better! Strawberry is the most boring flavour. It's like getting tomato soup when you've got the option of any other soup. Or mushroom soup. Who has just mushroom soup?
Just mushroom soup.
Chicken and mushroom's fine. Mushroom?
No, chicken's fine.
Mushroom.
Chicken
is...
soup is fine, where you always get mushroom soup because mushroom soup's nicer. It's like nectar of the gods.
Mushroom soup tastes like dirt.
You taste like dirt?
Tomato soup's better.
Shut up, you get up saying this. Tomato soup's the worst soup.
At least we agree on one thing. Tomato soup is it's the worst, it's the blandest, it's the shittest.
It's part of my five a day.
Is that like, when would you ever have tomorrow soup? It's always sausages and chips.
That's the thing, I've never seen you eat soup.
How do you get a saying this? Otherwise you blend it into the sausage and chips like a fucking sauce.
It's the tomorrow ketchup.
That's it. He puts out tomorrow ketchup, he just goes to the microwave. I'm just going to dig some soup. Just pour all me sausage and chips.
I don't always have sausage and chips, you know.
That's the only thing you ever eat for us.
No, sometimes he has chicken nuggets and chips.
Oh yes, on a blue moon.
I've seen you go to Big Luke's, pick up chicken nuggets, chips, sausages, and a single burger, and then go, I don't like the burger, and just leave it on the table.
Would that be classed as like incest kind of thing? Not incest, fucking cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Yeah, what did I say incest for?
I don't know, he's not fucking the meat.
Well, you know, no more.
No.
You might be getting a 7-year rich. You might be just looking at it for 7 years with one same girl. This burger's looking different.
Ten years now.
He's
past the 7-year itch. He's onto the 10-year itch.
Ten year itch. You get a normal burger. He just turns it sideways. I was thinking, that looks like a little juicy.
No, man. It's the bun. He just gets the bun and just flumps it up and it's got the opening. The hot dog bun. Well, this is a grand first episode. We went from me ranting about strawberries to ranting about tomatoes to ranting about fucking a hot dog bun.
Fucking hot dog bun. Does he add a tomato soup for lubricant?
Oh.
It's the only one that doesn't sting or smell like chicken.
Oh, how do you know tomato soup doesn't sting? You tried this.
It's Jay, he probably has.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with experimenting with food in the bedroom.
Experiment with food, fair enough. Have some cream, have some fruit, have some like chocolates or syrups or something. I've never heard of anybody experimenting with food in the food and going, let's use soup.
That's
a very messy deal.
No. It's like, right, you're saying there's nothing wrong with like creams, like whipped cream and...
Apart from the fact chocolate that I hate whipped cream.
Right, you send us another one, but the other day in the group chat, you give me bollocking for using Nutella.
I didn't give you a bollocking for using Nutella, I just mentioned
someone
that you...
Someone bollocking. Right, let me pull up the same conversation.
I think it was the German, because I'm sure... I'm sure it wasn't
He was just talking about chocolate buttons on his cock.
Yeah, true.
I just love it how like he's saying, oh, I just bought a chocolate button on my cock, and she just lump. Then you buy another one, and a nope, and another one, and a nope, until she gets the hint to give him a blowjob. But, The fact that I was going to imagine doing that to him, and it's just so wrong.
No, I thought it was the whole thing of he was putting the button at stages and seeing how deep she could go, but then he'd run out after one.
No, you can't.
That took you a second.
I got him, and I saw him just like, I saw his face just cold, and he started pissing himself laughing. That was me gone.
We love bullying the German, but we love him.
Well, he shouldn't be German.
It's not even Jesus.
Says the American.
Says to Russian.
Hey, the I can insult anyone I want. I've got the nukes and Putin on my side.
Hey, go back.
Just
go
like
back.
Trump.
The thing is, like, no one on you said, oh, but chocolate button on top of me, cock. I was like, aye, okay. But I thought of, you ever seen Moana? Disney's Moana?
Yes.
That fucking chicken. That's gonna be matching it.
Just pecking at it. She doesn't get the hint, doesn't give him a blowjob, just pecks it off.
But they've been pecking the right place and pecks on the other side of the fucking bed. Is that what he did in Moana? She puts some seed down, he starts, turns around and starts pecking the opposite way.
Oh, dear lord.